Poet Athena Kildegard lives in Prairie Pothole Country, her term for Morris, Minnesota, where she's a lecturer at the University of Minnesota. She's received grants from the Lake Region Arts Council and the Minnesota State Arts Board. She was awarded the 2011 Lake Region Arts Council McKnight Fellowship, and she's read War and Peace 3 times. Here's Athena Kildegard.
On Juggler Lake. A great blue heron stood to his ankles in gold. It was dawn, and he faced west. His shadow spilled before him. After a great while, after preening, stretching one wing, after an eagle passed above and someone let slap a screen door across the lake, the heron took a perch, tipped back his superlative neck, and swallowed. Then he leaned easy as breeze to scoop a chaser of water. Down the lake, a film of algae near the shore gleamed neon, and birches winked their ancient eyes. The heron's one drink was water a billion years old, water brought down by the first one's first song, water that fell onto grassy hummocks and slathered worms and stroked a fossil's concave lip. Water that carries all history, all the restless energy of creation, shape-shifting and time-tangling. This one sip tossed quickly back, back on this one morning, this singular dawn, everything as it should be, as it has been.